Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, December 6th. Canada's Auditor General Karen Hogan says in her fall reports released today that while the quick rollout of pandemic financial aid was key in helping the economy and preventing an increase in poverty, $4.6 billion went to ineligible individuals. She says half of that has been recovered. Hogan says 13.6 million of about 50 million surplus doses of the vaccine expired before they could be donated. 84 million doses went into people's arms. She notes government agencies were successful in securing vaccines and quickly distributing them, but efforts to minimize wastage were unsuccessful, partly due to issues with Vaccine Connect, the IT system meant to help manage COVID-19 vaccines. She says her office has raised concerns about the sharing of health data between federal and provincial health authorities in a number of reports since 1999, and says these long-standing issues, including implementation of a pan-Canadian framework for sharing information, must be urgently addressed. Today is the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women, a day that aims to address gender-based violence. Vigils have been held in Grey Bruce today, and many public buildings are flying their flags at half-mast. Women's House Serving Bruce and Grey Community and Fund Development Coordinator Michelle Lamont.
We're remembering that there still are many women out there who are going through violent situations. And so we want to be able to recognize what we can do to support them and to put an end to it.
On this day in 1989, 14 young women were killed at L'École Polytechnique in Montreal because of their gender. The Ontario government says in Canada, every 6 days a woman is killed by her intimate partner, and one in three women will experience sexual violence in their lifetime. The municipality of Grey Highlands held its inaugural meeting following the recent municipal election. The event was held yesterday. It allowed Mayor Paul McQueen, Deputy Mayor Dane Nielsen, and councillors Paul Allen, Tom Alwood, Nadia Dubik, and Joel Lowhead, as well as Dan Wickens, to declare their oaths of office. Mayor McQueen's address included mention of some tasks ahead for the new council over the next 4 years, including building a safe, affordable, and inclusive municipality. The year-end campaign is underway for Chapman House Residential Hospice of Grey Bruce. Donor Relations Coordinator Amy McConaughey says the year-end campaign serves as a primary fundraiser for them.
We're less than 50% funded by the government, so that is a big deficit that we have to fundraise each year from our community. And we do live in such a generous community, but that equals about $1.4 million a year that's left to fundraise.
For more on the year-end campaign and Chapman House, visit greybrucehospice.com. The Oxford English Dictionary is out with its word of the year, and it's goblin mode. It was selected this time through a public vote between that, metaverse, and hashtag I stand with. The people, 93% of respondents, chose goblin mode as the word they felt best suited the year. Goblin mode is defined as unapologetically self-indulgent, lazy, slovenly, or greedy, typically in a way that rejects social norms or expectations, something many people identified with during pandemic lockdowns. Meanwhile, Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year was announced last week. They chose gaslighting. Taking a look at business news. The Toronto Stock Exchange is down 252 points to 19,990. The Dow Jones is down 350 points. Our dollar is trading at 73.23 U.S. cents, down 36 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $74.31, down $2.62 a barrel. In sports at the World Cup, Portugal hammered Switzerland 6-1 this afternoon. Earlier, Morocco and Spain played to a 0-0 draw, but Morocco advances to the quarterfinals after topping Spain 3-0 on penalties. The Toronto Maple Leafs are at Dallas tonight in the NHL. The Leafs have points in their last 11 games. In the Ontario Hockey League tonight, Guelph is at Kitchener and London hosts Oshawa. Only 3 games in the NBA tonight. Of note, the LA Lakers are at Cleveland. Tomorrow night, the Lakers will be in Toronto to face the Raptors. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.